This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Fred Plotkin, and Fred's the author of Italy for the Gourmet Traveler.
Rick, can I tell you the history of the porticos?
Yeah, please do.
The University of Bologna was founded in 1069. It's the oldest university in the world. And suddenly there was this influx of students, and where would the students live? Many people added a room on the front of their buildings, and they supported these rooms with the porticos that went up all over the city. It created these arcades under which people could find protection from rain or from hot weather or sun, but it became the look of the city that was copied in many, many other places. But it was purely expedient because they needed suddenly housing for thousands of students. So it's wonderful today. And also, if you want to learn Italian, the Bolognese, apart from a slightly lisping accent, speak some of the best Italian in the whole country. That's where I learned my Italian.
I've heard that the pure Italian or the best Italian is from Bologna.
No argument from me. And the best pasta, but pasta, the best in the world, pasta is Bologna.
You're really making me rethink Bologna. I think this sounds exciting. Fred, you write about Emilia-Romagna as a place of geniuses. There's Giuseppe Verdi, Federico Fellini, Giorgio Armani, and then you
Luciano
say that...
Pavarotti.
Oh, yeah. And you say, you mentioned Fellini, you call him a perfect expression of the region. How could Federico Fellini be a perfect expression of the region?
Well, in part because the people of the region are very lusty, very passionate, very extroverted. They're allowed to be the people they want to be, which is a bit unusual in Italy in that in much of Italy, there's bella figura. You sort of follow what's to be done. You find bella figura in Parma, which is one of the most elegant cities in Italy. It was occupied by the French. It has a different flavor from much of the rest of Emilia-Romagna.
And excuse me, we want to make sure that people know this bella figura. The Italians are really committed to making a good first impression, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so
and
that's the bella figura.
Not necessarily to fit in, but to do the right thing.
Right.
In other words, to be educato. Educato does not mean you have an education, though that doesn't hurt, but to have proper manners and behavior, to be nicely groomed, to know to open a door, all the courtesies that, frankly, are very beautiful things when they're coming from the heart. Romagna, which is where Fellini was from, he was from Rimini, is a lot more lusty. It feels like a bacchanal. You can sort of imagine Boccaccio there. And Fellini, with his extravagant characters, many of which he grew up with on the beaches of Rimini, and are depicted in his film, start with Amarcord, which was his memoir of his boyhood in Rimini. And it's the most perfect expression of who these people are. Lusty, friendly, elegant, funny. It all goes together. The people are remarkably extroverted. I should also say that one of the worst characters in Italian history came from there, Mussolini, who in his own unfortunate way excelled. But it's a place that understands that you really have to do your best and be your best.